Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
But we started the show talking a little bit of Browns, about a Jason Lockenfora report. A lot of Browns fans not happy with that Jason Lockenfora report, but we do have the game coming up on Monday against Denver. Also, the championship race, and I don't know where to say that, the Super Bowl race is starting to heat up in football as well. To talk about all of it, we welcome on Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
What is your view on Ohio State Michigan? I know you're a West Coast guy. Do you think Ohio State Michigan is the preeminent football rivalry in all of sports, or do you hold one dearer to your heart?
Well, growing up on the West Coast, obviously a little bit different perspective. Now, I live in Columbus, Ohio now, so you better believe I'm knee-deep in Ohio State, and my grandsons are all big Buckeye fans, and it's hard to go past, no matter where you live, past the Michigan-Ohio State game, particularly now living in Ohio, and the way that you view that team up north, and that whole thing, it's special. And it should be a great game, even though Michigan obviously isn't at the top of its game right now. It always tends to be a great game.
I didn't know you were in Columbus. Do you ever make it out to Ohio State practices or anything, or no?
I did. Was out of spring ball a couple times. Boy, they looked awful good. That was as good a looking college team, I think, as I've ever seen. And obviously carry around the pressure of the expectations that come with it. And seem to have gotten into a rhythm where they're playing really, really, really well now.
What do you think of Ryan Day?
Ryan's a good man. Good man, good coach. Dealing with, as you do, it's a good news, bad news. Good news is I'm at a great program that has all the resources in the world. The bad news is it's a fickle fan base that all you have to do is you know, misstep once, and all of a sudden the heat is on. And Ryan's very aware of that. He understands the price that comes with being the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
So with that, one of the knocks on Ryan Day, and it goes all the way back to Coach Cooper back in the 90s, and we put these labels on coaches, which is can't do ... So for instance, with Ryan Day, it's can't beat Michigan and struggles against top five teams. How real is that? Or is that just, like, meaning, do we have enough sample size to think that's actually true 5-6 years into the head coaching career of Ryan Day at Ohio State?
No, to isolate that to the coach versus the entire program. When that criticism comes, it usually is very focused on a singular season, a single game, and that there's something he's doing in that game or that he can't step up. That's a program issue. Now, if you're the head of a program that has struggled in those areas, then yes, there's a responsibility for that. It's not a matter of you can't win the big one. It's that you can't develop a program that develops the big ones. Well, Ryan Day is certainly a part of a program that has won plenty of big games. Now, when it's isolated down to that, and particularly now in our environment where it's all about the national championship, until you do win one, you're going to get that, well, you just can't win the big one until you do. Jim Harbaugh having just come off a national championship, going into that year he's done a great job and it's this, that, and the other, but he can't win the big one until you do. And then when you do, the hard thing for coaching is can you do it again? And if you can't, then you get that label. So, yeah, now I'm talking from a coach's perspective, so I'm obviously a little defensive about it when you talk about criticisms of a coach like that. It doesn't mean they're not valid observations, but is that truly how it is? And is there something about Ryan Day that he's not capable of stepping up in the big games? I don't think that's a fair observation.
Coach, we spent the first hour talking about a report out of the Washington Post suggesting that Kevin Stefanski may not want to be with the Browns, and because of what the article called the Browns a cesspool. We've been thinking about the idea of like, oh, well, of course Stefanski would stay, and so forth. Of course Stefanski wants to come back, but we never considered Stefanski's side of it. If you're Stefanski, 5 years in, do you continue with the Browns, or do you try to look for a job elsewhere? Is that a better road for himself personally?
Well, that's only the only observation that the head coach can make, just like an organization has to make that decision as to, okay, is this the guy to go forward with? Particularly when you get to that fifth year and there's a certain level of, okay, where are we? Where are we going? Has it been, you know, is it just the blows that's been thrown at them in terms of the injuries and the way the combination of personnel and the coach and vice versa? There's a lot of coaches. Bill Walsh was one that believed you can't stay in one place more than 10 years because it just gets to the point where you grind the personality of the coach and the organization and the fans and everything about it, just that familiarity breeds contempt. So is Kevin Stefanski at that point after 5 years going, look, there's just too many hills to climb here and the pressure that I'm going to be under and the scrutiny going forward, maybe it would be better for me to go someplace else. And that's not an indictment of Kevin Stefanski or the Browns. If that is indeed true, sometimes it is a situation just like, you know, you talk about the quarterback that doesn't perform well and then goes to another team and does. Sometimes you just need that change of venue. That may or may not be the case with Kevin Stefanski.
Brian Billick on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, you're the head coach in Baltimore for 9 years, and I know you guys won a Super Bowl. You guys had an incredible amount of success, but I mean, in that 9-year span, were there times where whether it's a conversation with an agent, whether it's a thought you had where you thought, you know, maybe I'd be better off somewhere else, or that the grass might be greener else?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Where?
Never for me in that respect. I thought, gee, there might be someplace else I might need to go. There are certainly observations by people in the profession or agents or whatever that are going, well, hey, maybe particularly when you're at you're playing at a very high level and you've had a great deal of success, that maybe is now the time to capitalize that and go someplace else. That never occurred to me. Now let's remember, at the end of the 9 years, they did fire me. Okay, so, that is part of the equation, and sometimes there's just a point where there just needs to be that change, and I understand that. That can be a factor. Then there's also coaches like the Lou Holtz's and others who knew. Look, they can only take me for so many years, and would specifically go someplace else. Simply because they realize there's a lifespan to the effectiveness you can be with an organization in a specific period of time. So there are some coaches that subscribe to that and very actively made those kind of moves.
Should the Browns be looking at Jameis Winston beyond just this season?
Oh, long term, I don't know that that would be, although he has played very, very well. History has shown us that when that happens, it's usually just a stopgap. And maybe can play very solidly, but particularly if a head coaching change is in the opting on a team that obviously desperately needs to reestablish itself, that's usually the best time to then go get a young quarterback. If Kevin Stefanski says, and clearly they need to go get that young quarterback, then now that can tend to be out of whack, because now there's pressure on you, but now this young quarterback who comes in and is probably going to struggle in the first year, like most young quarterbacks, even if it's a first rounder, sometimes that feng shui can be out of balance, for lack of a better term. So if they clearly, that needs to be the direction they're going, and if they do, that may coincide with if there's a coaching change.
So we're going to be looking for a young quarterback potentially this offseason. And you've had such a great reputation given your work with quarterbacks. I know that I feel like this changes every 5 years, but like, what are the non-negotiables we should be looking at from either the person or the player on tape to know it, like, or to basically to help us, the fans, also find out, you know, who can be the Browns' next quarterback?
That's an interesting question, because there's so many variables that go into it, and different attributes combine to make great quarterbacks in different ratios. The basic thing, particularly, and you're going to have to go get it in the first round, there can't be any qualifiers. There can't be any, there's no buts in the conversation. That's usually what happens. You identify a quarterback, this guy's going to be really good. And you get into the meetings and you discuss it and the analysis and you're this, that, and the other, but. Because you always put in the but because you want to cover your backside. There can be no buts. The guy has to check all the boxes, or that doesn't mean that he can't go on and be successful, but you're right from the get-go saying, well, there still is a question mark here. And those guys are rare to be in a position. Sometimes it just doesn't add up, just because the Browns are in a position where they need that kind of quarterback. That kind of guy may not be on the board. In a given year. And I don't, the quarterbacks coming out this year, I haven't done any analysis and can't tell you if they are or aren't. I can imagine there are some there. But that's the challenge for them, particularly with the litany of quarterbacks that they've gone through. And it's got to be an organizational decision that everybody signs off on. You know, we know for a fact when Baker Mayfield was taken, that was not a building-wide decision. And that just you got no chance of winning if that circumstance exists.
Is Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in the game?
He's one of the most unique, and certainly one of the most successful, just because of the unique style and the way that he does it. But that combination of what he can bring, the big play, the running of the game, you know, and not in a traditional way. He's a good thrower. He's not a great thrower. And in the traditional sense of the quarterback, but he's redefined that. He does it in a different way. So the combined total, yeah, he's as unique and as good a player as we've ever had in this league at that position, all but differently than you normally think of at the quarterback position.
What would you do in a coaching standpoint and a coaching perspective if you had someone like Lamar that, I mean, he's about to win. If he wins his third league MVP, the sky's the limit for what he can do. But he hasn't gotten over that postseason hump, and it seems like the Steelers and the Chiefs just both have his number. What would you do when it feels like one team dominates him and then also in the postseason seems like he can't get over the hump either?
Well, like we talked about earlier, you get over the hump, win that game. You know, Peyton Manning was criticized for a long time, couldn't win a playoff game until he did and then won a championship. And then it's okay, you can't win a championship, then he wins a championship. Until you do, and there's no reason you can't. You know, there's a lot of team dynamics, obviously, that go into that. If he wins another MVP and doesn't, it almost probably puts more pressure on John Harbaugh than it does Lamar Jackson. Because then, you know, the speculation on the outside is, well, you've got a three-time MVP and he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Why is that? Can't be his fault. You know, so there's a whole lot of pressures that come with that.
So with that, Coach, I know we got to let you get you on your way here, but what can you tell us about your work with X-Tech Pads?
Very proud and excited about where we are at X-Tech Pads. Number one pad in professional football. Major league, all the major Power 5 schools are replete with X-Tech Pads. They're the best pads on the market, and mainly because it's not a one-size-fits-all. These are almost tailor-made to the point of that it takes into account your height, your weight, your position, your age, your injury history, your all the things that should come into factor in the right kind of pad to protect you. And if you go to xtechpads.com, you can see we have a very unique way of sizing that. You have a virtual equipment manager that will go through that process with you. We're currently in a Black Friday sale, 20% off until Friday. That's active now. You go to xtechpads.com, and these are the best pads in football. I'm very excited. I got two grandsons. We're getting into youth pads beginning next year. If you want to protect your young people in this great game, this very physical and violent game, you need to have them in the best equipment possible. That's X-Tech Pads.
Well, love to hear it, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful family there, and thanks again for your time today.
All right, you too.
Brian Billick there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say of the Browns situation. A little bit on Ohio State, too, next on 92.3 The Fan.